Welcome to Fewer Things Better. This is the place for all of us who are big on goals and short on time. Together, we'll explore smart, simple ideas on how to retrain your brain and unlock your life. I'm your host, Kristen Graham. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 101. Today, we're going to continue to look back on the first 100 episodes of Fewer Things Better. Over the last nearly 2 years, I've had a chance to test these ideas and habits on my own through this podcast channel and your feedback from it, and live in front of groups big and small. The bottom line on top of this episode is that small steps taken today can carry us farther than big ideas never acted on. Initially, people tend to think of productivity as a collection of time management practices. We learn things and then we do those things. But sustainable progress comes first from managing our energy so we can then better manage our time. It's the decisions we make on where we spend our time that matter more than the effort expended during that time. But it isn't always clear on how to do that, which is part of what episode 100 explored by outlining three key themes seen on the journey to Fewer Things Better. Those three themes were the fact that first, we're tired. We're really tired. And that's a big part of our energy management as well. The second theme is that we do too much and we play too little, which makes that tired feeling just come along with us as we go. The third theme is that we are distracted a lot. It's not that we're not doing things. We're trying to do all the things for all the people and for all the reasons. And this is where we pick up the second collection of themes today, the first of which is we avoid risk. That includes the risk of failure, the risk of other people getting mad at us, the risk of being embarrassed, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm going to step into science for a moment to explain why this is very, very normal. Our brain operates as a prediction machine, according to neuroscientists. By using analytical processing, the brain looks at our previous knowledge and our behavior to make inferences about the incoming sensory information. Then it will review this historical information and our feelings about it to help navigate options and possibilities for the course ahead. The more unknowns there are at play, the more the mind wants to return to the historical archives. Episode 96 outlined how the brain can also help as we assess risk. The neocortex portion of the brain processes this initial historical input, but then it uses our current intelligence and reasoning to explore the more nuanced trade-offs of trying new things and exploring how we value risks worth taking today. Episode 41 put this into an investment framing by exploring the concept of a sunk cost, which means an investment that has already occurred and cannot be recouped. Based on the who, what, when, and how long, we tend to assign current value to previous expenditures we made in different times and in different areas. Like, but I've been at this job for so long, or we've been friends since high school. And the challenge here is to really say, what is the current return on investment that you're getting? And keep in mind, there is no extra credit for staying longer in a place that you have outgrown. Episode 12 encourages you to honor and appreciate the places you've been and the people you've been with by creating personal graduation ceremonies. We can and should graduate from levels of education, jobs, people, places, and ideas. just like with our primary education, we are not meant to stay in one place indefinitely. Another theme as we go along is we don't always know what to say or do. Even as a self-proclaimed word nerd, I often struggle with finding the right words to offer to others or to even use to advocate for myself. Episode 88 takes a closer look at why yes and no are hard to say and how to recognize the signals when we start to resist one answer over the other. On a more simple note, and simple doesn't always mean easy, episode 8 introduced the blot, which means bottom line on top. As you might notice, if you've been listening a while, I use a blot toward the beginning of each episode. And I do this for you, not me. It's meant to give you, the listener, the courtesy of clarity from the beginning, so you can decide if you wish to continue listening. In doing 100 episodes, I fully realize and expect that not everyone will be relevant to everyone. Giving a blot, whether it's in your interpersonal communications, your writing, it allows people to understand what you are sharing before you start sharing it. Words matter in so many ways. One of the most popular episodes in the last 2 years is episode 18 on the 7 words that can change your life. Now, specific words aside, the key nudge here is that words unspoken often leave larger regrets than those shared. It's not how well the words were prepared that count in the end. It's the effort to share them that requires the real work and hopefully the real rewards. I hope you'll take a few minutes to at least see what those 7 words are and how you might be able to use them in your life. And it's not always what we say that matters the most. It can also be how well we listen. Episode 77 offers insights about how to be a better listener through what is called active listening. And episode 51 encourages you to pay attention to your own body language and where you might be subtly sabotaging your own words. And on a final note, if you find yourself stuck for ideas on what to say or do, check out episode 36, which offers 10 ideas on efforts that cost a little and can mean a lot. The final and most impactful theme of the last 100 episodes is just start. You don't need any more books, advice, TikTok tips, or podcast, yes, even this one, to see real progress. You're the only expert in you. And the drive to get more information, it's just another way that we're putting off the action that we know is needed. And there are many of what I call ridiculously small steps that can give you micro boosts to get a little momentum. Start with episode 78. That outlines what you can do in 5 minutes or less. And a personal favorite tip of mine is the 2-minute rule. You'd be amazed how happy you can make your brain in just 2 minutes. How much progress? A close companion of ridiculously small steps and the 2-minute rule is episode 48 and the concept of the most important next step related to the words we use and the projects and energy we prioritize. How you start is how you continue. And episode 89 offers 3 simple actions to take in the first 30 minutes of your day that help boost both your brain and body. Once you've put these tips into practice, you might enjoy trying the key 3, that's the number 3, technique in episode 47, which is about selecting 3 priorities for the day. It's not necessarily about achieving all 3, but more about knowing what your priorities are among the busy buzz of the day ahead. If you're feeling extra motivated, listen to episode 23 on the 7-day sprint. This is where you do the same effort every day for a full week. this helps us shake off those excuses and schedule changes that tend to take us off track. We overestimate what we can do in a day, but we really underestimate what can get done in a week. And as a final nerdy bonus, tune up your intuition for episode 26, which looks at the science, psychology, and math of coincidence bias. So to recap the six themes that stand out from 100 episodes, they are, we are tired, just really tired. We do too much and we play too little. We get distracted a lot. We avoid risk. We don't always know what to say and do. And we need to just start. I want to offer a sincere thanks for being part of this grand experiment of mine. My key takeaway is that there are many, many, many ways to take care. And I can't wait to keep learning out loud with you. If you want to learn more about these key themes, keep listening for a couple of ways you could explore them more in the months ahead. Thank you again for being part of this. And I hope your day finds a little more time to take good care of you. In honor of doing 100 episodes, I've put together a little material in case it's of interest to you more. The first is a reference guide with all of these links and themes captured together. You're welcome to reach out to me directly. That's Kristen at unlockthebrain.com. That's Kristin, unlockthebrain.com. And you can just send me a quick note, no mailing list, anything required, and I'll shoot that off to you. And the other thing is I offer small group cohorts several times during the year. It's usually about 12 people or less, and we get together and work through this over 6 to 7 weeks. If that's ever of interest to you, I'll be doing one more this year. So you can use the same way to contact me. And of course, you can always find me on LinkedIn and here each week. Thank you again. Thanks for listening. You can find a lot more like this by following me on LinkedIn or going to unlockthebrain.com and joining the mailing list. And if you found value in this podcast, please take a moment to rate or comment. Thanks so much. And now let's go do fewer things better.